Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. It's great to be together. Wonderful to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. We're turning through 1 Corinthians chapter 11 again for the last time, but before I read our passage, as always, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word, and we pray that you would bless it to our hearts, that we might grow in our love and devotion of you, that we might follow you faithfully, and that we might act rightly before you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, picking up at verse 27. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we judged ourselves truly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined so that we may not be condemned along with the world. So then, my brothers, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. If anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, so that when you come together, it will not be for judgment. About the other things, I will give directions when I come. Well, I've been thinking a little bit about the Lord's Supper over the last couple of devotions, and we come now to, I guess, the really important exhortation for each and every one of us, and that is that there is a wrong way and there is a right way for how we partake in the Lord's Supper. Partaking in the Lord's Supper is not a light thing. It's not something that you just sort of walk in the door, eat the bread, drink the wine, and walk back out again. It is a serious matter, and one with serious consequences. And so we see here, firstly, that there is a wrong way with which one can partake in the Lord's Supper. And so Paul can say in verse 27, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord. So there is an unworthy way, an unworthy manner in how we can partake. Well, how do we know what the unworthy manner is that Paul is speaking about? Well, he says in verse 28, let a person examine himself and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. And here we can sort of lay hold of what the Apostle Paul is talking about. What is the unworthy way of partaking in the Lord's Supper? Well, it has to do with that word discerning and partaking. What are we discerning? Well, he says discerning the body, without discerning the body. What's going on here? Well, when we partake in the Lord's Supper, we're doing more than just eating and drinking. Although that's physically what we're doing something more than that. By faith, we are laying hold of Christ and partaking in Him. We're laying hold of His sacrifice, of His atoning work. And we're entering into the fullness of everything that He has achieved in His sacrificial work upon the cross. So when we partake by faith, we are doing something more than just eating or drinking. And we do that by discerning the body of the Lord Jesus Christ and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, by faith, we take the bread, acknowledging and recognizing that this is not just bread, but this is a spiritual symbol pointing us to the broken body of Christ. And this is a blood pouring out for us that is seen in the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we discern the body and blood of Christ, what we're doing is effectively, by faith, laying hold, as I've said, of everything that Christ has achieved. When we don't do that, we eat and drink in an unworthy way. So what might that look like? Well, it might look like eating and drinking habitually without a second thought as to what we're actually doing. It might look like eating and drinking out of tradition and habit where no faith is present. It might look like eating and drinking while living in sin and not thinking about all that the sacrifice has achieved in your life. It might work out in a number of different ways, but the root of the issue is a heart which is not eating and drinking by faith, but by sight alone, by physical things alone. Without a true appreciation for the reality of the spiritual nature of the entirety of the Lord's Supper. And this unworthy eating and drinking has serious consequences. So the Apostle Paul says in verse 30, that is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. There were people in Corinth, Paul says, that were sick and dying because they were eating and drinking without discerning the body and blood of Christ, without eating and drinking by faith, making a farce of the entirety of the Lord's Supper. They were becoming sick and dying. Now, you might say, well, that's happening to no one in my congregation. That might be the case, but that doesn't negate the fact that it is of such a serious reality that in the time of Corinth, people were getting sick and were dying. And that should give you pause to take seriously what it is you're actually doing, right? It should cause you to pause when you hold that piece of bread in your hand and you hold that little cup of wine in your hand. It should cause you to pause and say, wait a second, what am I doing? What am I eating? What am I drinking? What am I discerning in this? By faith, what am I laying hold of in this? And maybe you're sitting here and thinking to yourself, well, that all sounds a bit serious. How am I meant to actually partake then? Now I feel afraid to partake because what if I get struck down and die? Well, Paul says, this is how you eat rightly. He says in verse 26, let a person examine himself and so eat of the body and drink of the cup. Sorry, eat of the bread and drink of the cup. And then in verse 31, he says, if we judged ourselves truly, we would not be judged. But then when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined so that we may not be condemned along with the world. So then, my brothers, when you come together, eat, wait for one another. If anyone's hungry, let him eat at home, so that when you come together, it will not be for judgment. In other words, examine yourself to consider what it is you're doing in this very moment. Consider your standing before God. By faith, are you laying hold of the sacrifice of Christ? Are you a true believer who has put your faith and trust in Christ? Are you a believer that has laid hold of the atoning work of Christ and believed on Him for salvation? Have you put your faith in Him? And are you eating and drinking in a way that reflects the reality of what's going on? We talked about that eating and drinking together nature a couple of devotions ago, and that reality of being with the people of God. And so there's a personal reality, examining your heart, and then there's a non-personal, a public reality of eating and drinking in the right way. Are we seeking to judge ourselves in the sense of critiquing ourselves and examining ourselves to ensure that we're partaking in the right way? You see, this is something fruitful you can do every time you come to celebrate the Lord's Supper. We're celebrating it in 2 weeks. We have the joy of coming and doing that. And so this means on a Sunday morning before partaking in the Lord's Supper, you can sit down and examine your own heart and ask yourself, am I eating and drinking in a way that is in matching with the confession of faith in my heart? Or am I doing this hypocritically? Am I doing this falsely? Am I sinning against Christ because I'm not really laying hold of the sacrifice that He has made for me? That's something practical you can do every time you come to the table. And may God grant us to do it. Let's pray. Father, we thank You that there is a sacrifice, and that as we partake, we can eat and drink and look to the sacrifice of Christ and lay hold of it by faith. And we pray that you would help us to do that in a way that would honour Christ and not ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for joining me for another day. I'll see you back here tomorrow afternoon.